It's our preservation service for the month of November. In the month of taking charge by the power of the word. Sorry, taking charge by the power of God. This evening, want to look at the subject, the preserving power of God. The preserving power of God. Psalm 91 verse 1. It said, the Lord, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that's the all-powerful. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. The Lord bless his word, and only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. This evening, our objective is the same as the title of understanding the preserving power of God. We live in dangerous times. We live in the times of the abundance of wickedness. Matthew chapter 24 verse 12 said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We live in the days of the abundance of wickedness and iniquity. The Bible said, darkness shall cover the earth. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. We live in the world of gross darkness. Neither is anything needed at this time. It is the preservation power, the preserving power of God. I'm going to show you about 6 or 7 places in scripture, both by examples and scriptures, that show that we serve a God who specializes in the preservation of the lives of his people. We serve a God whose power specializes in the preservation of the lives of his people. Number one, Jacob was preserved by the power of God from the wrath of Laban. Jacob, he was preserved by the power of God from the wrath of Laban. In Genesis 31:29, the Bible says, Laban was speaking to Jacob. He said, it is in the power of my hand to hurt you, but the God of your father spoke to me yesterday night. I was planning to harm you. I have concluded the assassination plot. I have concluded the divinations and the enchantment. I already took your name to the native doctor. I already took your name somewhere. He said, but the God of your father appeared to me yesterday night. Saying, be careful. Be careful. Not only can you not hurt him, you can't talk to him anyhow. I I am not only saying don't harm him. I am not only saying don't touch him. I am saying don't talk to him carelessly. That was the God of your father, the God of my father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, appearing to a wicked man who changed the reward of Jacob 10 times. He appeared to him in the night. Say, be careful. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was not an angel. He said, the God of your father. That is God appeared to Laban and said, I am the God of heaven and earth, the one you hear about. I announce today that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will appear to those looking for your life, those looking for my life, those looking for the church, those looking for us. He will appear and deal with them appropriately. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your seat. Number two, the same Jacob. God. Jacob was preserved from the potential threat of Esau as he journeyed to the land of his fathers. He was preserved from the potential threat, the potential wrath, the potential harm of Esau. Genesis 32. Verse 6-7. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother Esau, and also Esau is coming to meet you with 400 men with him. Who is Esau? The one whose birthright you took. This was the first time after 21 years that Jacob was returning back home. And they say, the man you duped, the man who pursued you until you ran away to the house of Laban, your uncle, that man heard that you are coming and is coming to face you with 400 men. You couldn't stand only him, you ran. Now he's coming with 400 men. See what happened. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands. And he said, if Esau come to one company and he kill all of them, then the other company will escape. He was ready for death. But look at him. And he said, and Jacob said, oh God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord will say to me, return to your country and to your kindred. I will deal with well with you. I am not worthy of the least of your mercies and of all thy truth which thou hast showed unto your servant. For with my staff, with one stick, I passed over this Jordan, and I have become two companies. From one stick you multiplied me to two companies. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother. How many of you know that there are brothers, the same father, the same mother at times, that are ready to kill? Deliver me from the hand of my brother. See truth, for I fear him. Papa, I fear. I know the potential of that guy. He has no altar. He has never prayed to God, to the God of heaven. Esau has no altar. Esau has never prayed. Esau was a rebel. Whoever they say he should not marry, those are the people he married. Two daughters of strange women. I fear him. Then there was an exchange between him. And then Jacob was left alone. And then he wrestled. I'm not going to live here. Something must happen. I can't go and meet Esau like this. And then in verse 28 of Genesis 32, power to stand was given. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. In other words, go now. If you face Esau and he wants to face you, you will finish him. Receive the power to win. Receive the power to defeat the devil. Receive the power to defeat the agents of darkness. There is somebody here today, every battle you are afraid of, every confrontation you are afraid of, every war you are afraid of, every war that is heading in your direction, the power to prevail over it is released upon you right now. The power to prevail is released upon you right now. The power to finish the conspiracy of hell, to finish the agenda of darkness, is released. Somebody shout, I receive. Help me shake the hands of three people around you. Tell them, receive the power to prevail. 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 Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Are we still together? If I stop here tonight, I've over-preached already. But let's keep going. Third example is scripture. The power of God delivers people from appointments with death. It delivers people from appointments with death. In Psalm 79 verse 11. Mahoshato Kalaba. He said, let the sign of the prisoner, like the man who just testified, let the sign of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. Maybe your name is already on the list to die. There is a power to prevent it. Preserve those thou that are. So death is an appointment. No wonder the Bible says appointed unto men wants to die. So there are people they already scheduled. December 2025. January 2026, so and so 2027. They just schedule it like that. There are patterns in families where people die at a particular month, at a particular season. But I am here to announce in the name of Jesus, the appointment, every premature appointment of death is canceled. I knew of a man who died exactly on the day of his birth. Birthday was also death day. Even though that one went around 80-something. But so, that is to show you, that was not an accident. It was literally scheduled. But any premature schedule, everyone here today who has an appointment with death that is not correct, every appointment of your children, of your family, of your loved ones, by the power of God we are talking about this month, that appointment is cancelled. The appointment is cancelled. The appointment is cancelled. If you believe that, say a loud amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. God, number four, God makes his power known by the deliverance of his people. That is, one of the ways in which God makes people to know that he is a God of power is to deliver people who could have perished if not for his power. Some of us in your village, in your community, in your families, people have seen the power of God because they couldn't kill you. In Psalm 106, verse 7 to verse 8, the Bible said, our fathers understood not your wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of your mercies. They even provoked him at the sea. Even at the Red Sea, they provoked Jehovah. But see what he did. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. If God is saving those who offended him, if God is delivering them and preventing their destruction, who doubted him? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The Bible said they provoked him. They didn't believe his, they understood not his wonders. They remembered not his mercies. They even provoked God. If somebody provoke you, won't you destroy the person? Yet, nevertheless, notwithstanding, he rescued them. He saved them for the sake of his name, so that he will make his power to be known. There are many of us, the deliverance and the rescue God is giving you is not just for your sake. It is because you are called by his name. I speak to somebody here today. Anything that happens and people will say, where is his God? It will never happen to you. Anything that will happen and they will say, where is her God? It will never happen to you. Anything that will happen and they will say, where is their God? It will never happen to you. For the sake of his name, for the sake of his name, for the sake of making his mighty power to be heard and to be known, I decree your deliverance, I decree your preservation, I decree your rescue. Shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, tell them, say, nobody will ever be able to say, where is now your God? The devil will never be able to tell you, where is now your God? And every orchestration of hell, now, every orchestration of hell currently to make the devil to say, where is his God? Where is their God? Where is our God? I declare it is canceled. It is dismantled. Shout the Lord and say amen. Look at your number, say, the Lord will save you. He will rescue you. He will preserve you for the sake of his name. He will save you. He will rescue you. He will preserve you to make his mighty power known. Give the Lord a praise. Please check yourself. Is this making sense to anybody? Number 6, 5. God rendered the fire powerless against the bodies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By his power, he rendered the fire powerless against the bodies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By his power. That is the preservation power of God. He rendered the fire powerless. Daniel chapter 3 verse 27. The Bible said, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, they saw this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power, neither was the hair of their head singed. Their coats were not changed, and you couldn't smell fire on them by his power. Number 5, 6. God delivered Daniel from the power of the lions by his power. He delivered Daniel from the power of the lions by his power. In Daniel 6 and in verse 27, the Bible speaking, he said, he delivered and rescued. He worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? That was the power of accusation. The power of confrontation. They wanted to finish Daniel, but he delivered Daniel from the power of the lions through his power. Number 7. God delivers his people from the power of the grave and of death by his power. The power of the grave and the power of death by his power. We saw that already. Those appointed to die. Now, Hosea chapter 13 verse 14. Hosea 13 and in verse 14. Hosea 13, 14. It said, I will redeem, ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance will be healed. That's, I won't change my mind concerning this matter. I will destroy the grave. I will destroy death. Every grave they dug for you, I declare it destroyed right now. And if those who dug it insist, they will be buried in that grave. coffin they prepared for you is destroyed by fire. You shall fulfill your days. And finally, God empowers his people over all the power of the enemy. All. He empowers his people with power. He empowers his people with his power over all the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power. The power of disease, the power of cancer, the power of death. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody say a loud amen. I am delivered by his grace. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his blood. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. Now I am delivered. Praise the Lord. You are delivered. Praise the Lord. You are delivered by his blood. Once you were bound by the chains of Satan. But right now, you are delivered. Praise. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory if you are delivered. Give him a louder shout of victory. How do you activate the preserving power of God? How? The power is available. Electricity is available, but until I connect it to this, you may not hear my voice. Until the light is turned on, until the fan is made to work or the AC is, how do I activate the preserving power of God? Number one, by the light of the word. This light, this word you heard tonight, put it into your heart as light. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, he upholds all things by the word of his power. The word of God is the word of his power. He holds up everything from crashing, from collapsing. He holds you up above the forces of destruction, above the forces of your father's house by the light of the word. Luke chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible said, his word was with power and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Keep that word inside of you. Just one of those verses, two or three. How he dismantled appointments with death by his power. How for the sake of his name, even though the people were rebellious, he saved them. Saved means preserved. Keep it in your heart. By the light of the word, you activate the power. Number two, by the force of faith. Faith means I can't die like chicken. Faith means my life is not in the hand of a man or a devil. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible said, who are kept by the power of God through faith. We are kept by the power of God through faith. God uses his power to keep us by the agency of faith. So when you turn on your faith, you switch on the power for your keeping, for your keeping, for your preservation. Acts chapter 6 verse 8 talked about Stephen, who was filled, full of faith and power. Whenever you see a man full of faith, he will be full of power. Your faith says, I am not a wasteable material. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, the just shall live by his faith. How do we activate the power of God? By the light of the word. By the force of faith. Number 3, by the release of the spoken word. By the release of the spoken word. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. The Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. So when you speak, power comes forth. We trigger the release of God's power as we speak. In Proverbs 18:21, it said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So your tongue can speak life. Your tongue can speak death. You speak it. The word is in your heart. You bring it out with your mouth. Under all circumstances. By the release of the spoken word. Number 4. By the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Spirit is our agency of power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. He said, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands, and that gift is the gift of the Holy Spirit. For God has not given us the spirit that is of fear, but that spirit that Holy Ghost is the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we are kept by his power. We are kept by his power. We are kept by his power. Pray abundantly in the Holy Ghost. Pray abundantly. Pray frequently in the Holy Ghost. Pray extensively in the Holy Ghost. You are turning on a power turbine in the realm of the Spirit. And you are activating your faith as well. Say it in Jude verse 20. 1 verse 20. But ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. By the ministry. Number 1, by the light of the word. Number 2, by the force of faith. Number 3, by the release of the spoken word. Number 4, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number 5, by the action of soul-winning service. Soul-winning service. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 2. They went out two by two into every place where he will come, and they preached everywhere. And in verse, I believe verse 17, they returned and said, the 70 returned with joy, saying that the demons are subject to us in your name. And in verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That, in other words, as long as you carry out this assignment, as you conduct this service of soul winning, you are guaranteed no hurt from any demon in hell. No hurt from any demon in hell. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Somebody say amen. By this action of soul winning service. Somebody say, but I'm in kingdom service. Yes. You are in kingdom service as an usher, as a counselor, as a choir member. In all the service you do, ensure that soul winning is inside that service. Soul winning is inside it. For your service to be complete, soul winning must be in the service. And for those who are doing nothing, you haven't started at all. But for your service to be complete, soul winning must be inside it. By the action of soul winning service. Number 6, by the action action of true worship and praise, you activate power that preserves. And at midnight, Saul and Paul and Silas, they prayed, then they sang. Acts 16:25-26, suddenly there was an earthquake. Foundations of the prisons were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. The bands were loosed. Destruction turned into distinction as they prayed, but they sang. Psalm 32 and in verse 7. Psalm 32 and in verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. And you shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. There is deliverance power. You remember the story of the young lady who sang, "You are always there to help in the midst of the kidnappers." And the next thing, she found herself at another address completely. Songs, they carry deliverance power. By the action of true worship and praise, not just when you are in the midst of situations, but habitually as a lifestyle, you activate true worship and praise. Number 7, by the life of prayer and fasting, you activate power. Power. I believe that it was in a prayer. It was more like a prayer session that Jacob was in when he received the power to prevail. In Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, he received that power to prevail while he wrestled at the place of prayer. Isaiah 58, verse 6. Isaiah 58, verse 6. He said, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" You break the yokes by the power of the prayer and the power of the fast. Power is triggered. It has been said that to fast is to last. What I say, to fast is to last. We have seen therapeutic power even in fasting. People have fasted of hypertension, fasted away arthritis, fasted away cancers. To fast is to last. And when you pray, you can be a prey. P-R-A-Y. You cannot be a P-R-E-Y. You can be a pre if you know how to pray. The devil can prey on you. You can be a permanent victim. The mercy of God that has helped us so far, the number of witches whose head we broke in this world, in this life, wizards, occultists, territorial powers over nations, would have gone since. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We have seen devils face to face. Since. But the fire is too much for him. Multi-dimensional sacrifices. Sacrifice of fast, of food, sacrifice of sleep, sacrifice of resources, sacrifice of pleasure. Just made yourself practically restless. Fire is too much for the devil to survive. You will fulfill your days. Amen. You will fulfill your days. Amen. You will fulfill. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days.
Shout the loudest, amen. Amen.
There are testimonies we will share in some time to come. Not now. When things have unfolded, we'll share some testimonies for you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Somebody lift your hands and shout power! Shout glory! Shout glory! Loudest, shout glory!
were going for crusade in one locality many years ago. And somebody saw a revelation. Trailers filled with masquerades and all manner of nyama kind of personalities. They were all driving inside trailers out of town. So the person was going on. What are we doing? So they say, Dr. Paul, an angel is coming for crusade. Want to leave first.
Hey! Hey!
We want to change address first. Want to change address. Want to change address. I don't know whether they return. I don't know whether they return. Because if they return, if they were there, by the time the program is through, all the power they acquired for 40 years will disappear on the spot. With some of them buried along. Many of them buried along. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. I release upon you the grace of prayer. The grace of fasting. Be receive it right now in the name of Jesus. The grace of prayer. The grace of fasting. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. There are people we have shaken hands with and they regretted it for life. Why? They thought you were shaking ordinary hand. I prophesy to you today. It's a new day for you. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I laid hands on somebody yesterday. Said the effect of the hand is on him till today. Not recovering in a hurry. By the life of prayer and fasting, we activate power. Number 8, by the life of uprightness, we activate power. Uprightness. The Bible said in John chapter 14 and in verse 30 concerning Jesus, he said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and he has nothing in me. I am not owing him anything. I don't have his property on my body. So he can't stand me, he can't resist me. He has nothing in me. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 15, 16. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. That kind of person will dwell on high, not on low. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him, and his waters shall be shown. That is, he dwells in a realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Am I communicating? If you want to activate power, refuse to be comfortable in iniquity. Refuse. Don't be a liar. It's leakage of power. Don't even be a talkative. I'm not saying talkativeness is sin. But the Bible says, in the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. Inside too much talk, sin is easy. Was that a Proverbs chapter 18? Please locate it for me. In the multitude of words. No wonder the children of Proverbs 10:19. They are wanted not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Easiest way to sin without planning it is to engage in careless talks and discussions. I think that was why, maybe one of the reasons why Joshua told the children of Israel to march around the wall of Jericho one time every day and 7 times on the 7th day, and they should not utter a word. Don't say pim. Shut in the power until the time I bid you to shout. So that when you talk at that time, maximum power can come out. If you please, call that a talk fast. You may not make a doctrine out of it, but call it a talk fast. As my wife is, not every time he wants my attention in terms of talking that she gets. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because in the daytime, at times, I needed to be through with God first. At times, you feel guilty talking to man when you haven't finished with God. Meanwhile, we live in a generation where somebody picks offense that they called and you didn't answer. What a yeshua's expectation. What a useless expectation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Avoid Darren. There are times when you hand away your phone. Just in fact, switch it off. And if you can, if you are generous, put it on silence mode. So that the calls that are missed, you can see it. And the ones that need to be replied, you can reply. Because not all of them you need to reply. If you respond to every missed call, won't you become insane? For example, I saw somebody's call today that I have known for almost 30 years. And I called him back. He said, oh, sorry, sir, it was a mistake. Hello? It's okay, how are you? How is your wife? How is your family? How is children? Say, fine, sir. See, he was trying to... Do you understand? So there are some yes, missed calls. Not that the person who called was necessarily a yes, but maybe it was not intentional. And you have taken out that time to respond to an unintentional engagement. Be accurate in word. Be sincere in dealings. In dealings. As much as it lieth in your power, maintain a conscience that is not hurting God or hurting man. It activates power. Did you hear what I just said? Maintain that conscience where you are not deliberately, intentionally, calculatedly hurting God or hurting man. Such that when you say, hey, the devil cannot reply. Stand up on your feet. There are people whose minds are filled with evil calculations. Bible says there are people who devise evil. They orchestrate it. They program it. Looking for who will be the next victim. Who is the next target of their wickedness. It is 1,000 times better to be good than to be bad. Yes, am I communicating? Yes, it's a million times better to be a good person than to be a bad person. The prophets are myriad. But I believe it's a new day for somebody today. It's a new day for you. I like that chorus. Lord, if ever I have not done what you wanted me to do, or what you want me to do, it's because I am yet to know what's on your mind for me to do. The meaning is, if I know what you want me to do, I will do it. I'll be glad to do it. I am totally available to do, Lord, as you please. Let's take the first verse and then the chorus. Lord, I just want to let you know that you have.
Lord, I just want to let you know that you have the final say in everything that pertains to my life. Everything that I can be or ever want to be is a function of your blueprint for my life.
Sing it again.
Lord, I just want to let you know. Lord, I am the God.
yes and no. What's on your mind for me to know?
And just thank him, Father, let me do what you want me to do and deliver me from doing what you don't want me to do. Help me, Lord.
I'm totally available to do what I ask you, please. On the altar, Lord, I am your daughter. I am your.
And as we do what he wants us to do, he will never fail us. He will do his part. He will protect us.
And as God fail, my God will never fail. Oh no, as God fail, my God will never fail. And the same yesterday, today, and forever. As God fail, my God will never fail. Everybody sing, as God fail, my God will never fail. Oh no,
as God fail, my God will never fail.
It's the same yesterday,
God fail,
my God will never fail. Sing it two more times.
My God will never fail.
My God will never fail.
My God will never fail.
The same as today.
He will fill your cup today to overflow, which is preservation,
as the Lord commanded me.
Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill my heart today to overflow, oh, with the Holy Ghost
and
Holy Ghost and power.
Feel
your vessels, not a few. He will feel my heart today
to overflow
with a hope.
Sing it one more time.
He will feel my heart today to overflow.
As the Lord commanded me, bring your vessels to follow me.
Two prayers you want to pray right now. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your preservation power. I ask for the grace.
I ask for the grace.
To accept the responsibility.
To accept the responsibilities.
To walk in your power.
To walk in your power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive the
to
grace.
To do everything I need to do.
Do everything that I need to do.
To operate in your power.
To operate in your power.
In your preserving power.
In your preserving power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The grace.
The grace.
To receive the word.
To receive the word.
The grace.
The grace.
To walk in faith.
To walk in faith.
The grace.
The grace.
To speak the right word.
To speak the right word.
The grace.
The grace.
To function.
To function.
By the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
The
grace.
The grace.
To live in soul winning.
To live in soul.
The grace.
The grace.
To be a true worshiper.
Be a true worshiper.
The grace.
The grace.
For prayer and fasting.
Prayer and fasting.
The grace.
The grace.
For uprightness of life.
Uprightness of life.
I receive the grace.
I receive
to
the
walk
grace.
In this realm.
To walk
pray
in this
the prayer for 1 minute. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Father, I connect with your preservation power.
With your preservation power.
By the communion.
By the anointing.
I shall not die before my time. I cannot be cut short before my time. I cannot be wasted. I receive your preserving power by the anointing. Now, I shall fulfill my day. I shall fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and speak. Pray, pray, pray. Not by cancer. Not by spray bullet. Not by cancer. Not by spray bullet. Not by road traffic accident. Not by witchcraft attack. Not by arrows or stray disease. I shall fulfill my day. I shall fulfill my destiny. I receive my preservation. Whatever is not of God in my life is flushed out now. Pray, 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 pray. I'm going to go to the hospital. of Jesus. Get your hands. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Sing. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy, worthy
is the Lamb. Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 9, it says, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Keep going. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. Right, verse 13, 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death. He died to destroy death, that is the devil, and deliver all of those who through fear of death, through fear of premature death, they have been all their lifetime subject to bondage. What is the blood of Jesus doing for us? It's delivering us from the fear of premature death and delivering us from the death that happens prematurely. He tasted death. You see, he died young, so you live long. Also, he died tragically. They nailed him. They lacerated his back. They put what? Thorns on his brow. Very brutal, painful, terrible death. It was an exchange. You are not meant to die like that. To die scattered, where there are pieces in a car to bring you out. That is not you, that is the devil. Killers killed him. You are not permitted to die in the hands of a killer.
Hey! He said, no man taketh my life from me.
I have the power to lay it down. I have the power. Take it up. Cancer can't take your life from you. As we take the communion tonight, I'd like you to receive the communication of his life. When light comes, darkness goes. When life comes, what goes? Death and the disease that causes it goes. We are about to take his life.
Leviticus 17 verse 11. He said the life of all flesh is in the blood. The life of Jesus is in his blood. as we take his blood tonight, as we take his blood tonight, we are taking his life, and as that life is entering our system, everything that is contrary to his life shall be swallowed up. Every disease, every cancer, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every work of diabolism, every divination, every mental condition is swallowed up. Whatever was not found in Christ shall disappear from you tonight. And if you are here, after that we'll take the communion. Let this be a communion like never before. Don't take it like I've taken communion before. Let it happen with faith. Let it happen like a life therapy. A life therapy. A life therapy. A life therapy. Inside your system. And I believe it's a new day. I think there is phototherapy when there's a lot of bilirubin in the system. The child is born jaundiced and they want to delete it with ultraviolet rays. There is that phototherapy. There is radiotherapy for cancer. There is chemotherapy. There is immunotherapy. There is even hydrotherapy in some cases. Now, there is Zoe therapy. Zoe, the life of God. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen.
If you are here today and the life of Christ is not in you yet, you want to give your life. That's not Professor Sunko, right?
No. Okay, I'm looking at somebody who is smiling at the therapist I'm mentioning. And I thought it was a professor I knew from the Jos University Hospital. All right? Because when you talk, a lot of therapists, doctors are excited.
Anywhere you are tonight, and you are in need of surrender to Jesus, you want today to mark a new day for you.
The background for this life of Christ to walk in you is that you are giving your life to Christ. Wherever you are, quickly be on your feet, on your way. Carry your Bibles on your back and come and surrender. And while you are doing so, communion stewards, take your position, take the communion, and let us start. Be on your way forward.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you, Lord.
I live for you, Lord.
Every breath that I take,
Lord, I'm on my way.
Lord, I am well. Lord, I give you.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I live for
keep
you,
coming.
Lord.
I live for
every
you,
Lord. Every breath that I take,
broken like a smoking addiction, alcoholic addiction, drunkenness, tobacco smoking, in every form of life that you are not happy with, every lifestyle you are not happy with, gambling, addiction, prostitution, masturbation, anything like that,
You want its yoke broken? Quickly step forward here and let us receive you. Carry your Bibles on your back. Put the devil to shame. Come hand over your life to him, and then he will hand over his life to you. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Goodbye, world.
Give you the count of five more.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasures
of sin. Stay no longer with you.
Made up my mind
to go on with the rest of my life.
Made up my mind
to go on with the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world.
One more.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasure.
Goodbye, pleasure.
Stay no longer.
Stay no longer with you.
I've made up my mind to go to the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go to the rest of my life.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus, lift up your offerings high. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. The hands lifted will never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.